It, of course, is Valentine's Day today, a day for flowers, candy, and all kinds of gifts. But have you stopped to think about whether your pets might like those gifts as much as you do? Lots of them can spell trouble for our furry friends, and joining us live now in the studio to talk more about that is veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson, our very own Dr. Paws. Welcome back to WTOP.
Thank you, guys. Happy day of love to you both.
Well, it might not be such a happy day for Fido and our furry friends because these chocolates and flowers and candles, they can be dangerous. Talk about why.
You know, I've been a veterinarian for 12 years, and I've manned the ER many, many times on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's a big day for us ER vets. We see a lot of chocolate ingestion, a lot of candy ingestion of other types. And unfortunately, we see a lot of flowers that have been chewed on by kitty cats. And all of these, as we all know, can cause issues. So chocolate, we've talked about this a million times before. It can cause anything from minor little GI upset all the way to seizures and even death, depending on how much our dogs or our cats eat of it. And it's because a compound in there that's very similar to caffeine, and it causes some major, major havoc in a dog's system. So if you're going to get chocolate for your Valentine, make sure you put it in a place where no one can get to it, whether it's knocked off a counter or something along those lines. So just be careful with it. There's also a lot of things that are in that chocolate, like there's a lot of sugar. There can be nuts in there. Macadamia nuts in particular can cause issues in dogs as well, just on their own. So be very careful with that. The other thing that we have to think about is the flower arrangements that we send. It's a huge day for florists everywhere, and you get these beautiful flower arrangements that may or may not have things in there that could be problems for our cats, specifically lilies. Lilies have a compound in them that can actually cause kidney failure in cats. So you've got to be very careful about these flowers. And if you have, if your Valentine has a kitty cat, I would say try to choose something that doesn't have a lily in it or anything in the lily family. Just stick with the red roses and you should probably be okay.
All right. And we all know that our pets are more clever than a lot of us give them credit for.
Oh, yeah.
So we might not actually see them get into any of this stuff. How do we know if they have gotten into something that's bad for them?
Well, you know, there's some very obvious signs. I mean, if you see vomiting, if you see, you know, diarrhea in your house, obviously that's a sign that something may have happened. The other thing that you need to do is really take a look at those flower arrangements. If they have little bitty teeny tiny teeth holes in the leaves or the flowers, then that could be a sign as well. And honestly, I would rather you bring your cat in to me and say, I think she may have eaten a lily. I can run some blood work. I can check on your kitty for you. Then 4 or 5 days from now, your cat is in a really bad situation.
A lot of gifts have bows and ribbons and things like that.
Yeah.
Those are also real dangers. You can't just unwrap your gift and leave the stuff laying around.
Absolutely. Cats, for some reason, have a real tendency for going after bows and ribbons and things. And I just couldn't tell you why, but they love to chew on them and they love to swallow them. And if you think about how a cord on your sweatpants, you know, that drawstring draws up your sweatpants and keeps them around your waist, that's actually what can happen in the GI tract of our pets if they swallow a ribbon. It can cause that sort of cinching effect in the GI tract. So it's a real problem and can be very severe. So keep that away from them.
All right. And we'll be careful. Thank you very much, Dr. Paws.
Thanks,
veterinarian
guys.
Katie Nelson.
Happy Valentine's Day.